and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Tuesday, 10th of May. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS markets reporter, Adam Yanelli. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you doing, Christy?
I'm doing well. Today we're talking about solvents. Now, several solvents that you cover are currently at historic lows, is that right?
That is very true.
Which ones are they?
The two that I wanted to talk about today are methyl ethyl ketone, MEK, and isopropanol, IPA, both of which are at the lowest since we've been assessing those prices.
And when did we start assessing those prices?
As far back as 2004 for one of the quotes on IPA and 2009 for another one of the quotes on MEK.
Okay. And so what has caused MEK to be so low?
Well, the thing that first led to MEK prices dropping was actually some tightness in the market due to some supply issues in Europe at the end of 2014, which led to a three-year high for MEK prices. But as soon as that opened the door for less expensive material from Asia to become attractive to U.S. buyers, and we immediately saw increases in the amount of MEK being brought in from China, Japan, and Taiwan, which then flooded the market and led to a steep downhill movement of MEK prices from that point forward.
So where are they sitting at the moment?
Well, having just got the most recent U.S. government trade data this last week, it seems that the influx of material from Asia might be slowing down. Right now, the MEK price is 48 to 50 cents a pound. And that's down a cent from last week, and it's the lowest that it's been since 2007. Seeing this latest trade data, I'm wondering if it might be at a floor where, with prices this low, it's not affordable for Asian manufacturers to send their product over here.
Okay, and can you tell us why IPA prices are so low?
So IPA is more directly tied to propylene as an upstream feedstock. Propylene prices spent most of 2015 on a downward trend as well, which directly related to IPA prices. Earlier this year, propylene rebounded just a little bit, and we kind of have seen IPA producers go into the market seeking some 2 to 3 cent increases, of which just this last week, market sources are telling us a penny of that increase was accepted by the market, putting IPA prices at 35 to 37 cents a pound on the domestic price.
And so what are the prospects of prices coming back up for these solvents?
Well, because solvents, much of their use is in paints and coatings and adhesives, certainly a strong economy and much purchasing and buying of goods will lead to demand. So we're always kind of watching the economy and looking for economic indicators that might show an uptick in buying. For IPA, I think a lot of it will be directly tied to its upstream propylene feedstock. And if that continues to strengthen, along with a strengthening economy, I think IPA prospects are good for moving higher. On MEK, it's going to be interesting to see what happens if indeed this latest trade data is accurate and there is less material coming in from overseas. Then it'll be interesting to see how that affects the current MEK prices, whether they kind of stay flat where they are, or if supply tightens up and demand increases a bit and they start going back up.
What about seasonal demand? Because I know that now is the time when demand kind of kicks up for coatings and paints and such. So,
they talk about the coating season, which is spring, the start of summer, when the warmer weather leads to, you know, booming in construction. It was interesting, during a conference call for one of the American paint producers, they were talking last week how often we follow housing starts in the data, but they like to look 9 months back for housing starts because really it's near the end of a home construction phase where the paints and the coatings really come into play. So they were pointing out that even if housing starts might be a little bit slow as it's looking this year, they were very strong at this time last year. So they were anticipating that demand would be good. I have yet to have anybody really point out or point to anything in terms of volumes or whatever to verify that, but those sources had said they were anticipating strong demand.
Okay. And do you have any sort of final thoughts on where the market is headed this year?
I mean, I think it's really going to be a wait and see. I have no idea what the, if the trend is reversed and MEK is not coming in from Asia anymore, I really don't know how that's going to affect it. The one thing I would say is I would think that would keep the prices from falling any further. And where some folks have thought it was already at a floor, that might turn out to be accurate. On IPA, I'm going to say watch propylene, and if it shows strength, continues to come back up, I think IPA will follow. If it doesn't, if it lingers where it's at, I think IPA could remain close to these low levels going forward.
Okay, well, thank you, Adam. If you'd like to read more about what Adam has been talking about today, visit ICIS.com for all the latest news on solvents, along with our coverage of other petrochemical markets. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.